Proclamation number 4829 of 4th of February, 1950. Sacrificing time for God and spiritual work. Offer me your time. Remember that it is I who gives it to you and who demands of you that you not only remember the world but also Him. Anyone who wants to serve me must be willing to sacrifice everything for me, and thus he must also always be ready for me, i.e., he must want to be active as my servant for me at all times if I require his services. Thus he has to put everything else aside when it concerns working for me, when he feels that I want to speak to him or send people in his way to whom I want to make myself known. Before every work for the world, before every earthly activity, he should direct his thoughts towards me, and if his striving towards me is serious, then he feels the inner urge within himself for a work which is my will to accomplish. But he must want to hear my instructions. He must come to me before every earthly activity so that I will bless it for him. If I now require him to do work for me and my kingdom, then I instruct him to do it and he willingly complies with this instruction, i.e., he does what he feels inwardly urged to do. Thus the first condition is that a person wants to serve me. Anyone who claims a lack of time has no serious will to work for me, for he will always find time for what makes him happy if he seriously wants it. Anyone who desires to hear me must not be deprived of this gift of grace, and as soon as I recognize his desire for my word, I will always find ways and means to express myself to him. I give him the time as soon as I recognize his serious desire for dialogue with me. The people of the world cannot and will not understand that I am Lord over time and that I distribute it as I will. That I can shorten or lengthen time, that I can make the human being efficient, but also that I let time pass uselessly through obstacles or the failure of all work if it is my will. How can you humans then complain about a lack of time if you shorten it yourselves because you don't invoke my blessing? What you sacrifice to me I give back to you hundredfold. And again I tell you that I spiritually and earthly bless every sacrifice that is brought to me by blessing its work, and it will truly achieve more and also gather spiritual treasures which are inaccessible to the only earthly creator. But anyone who only sees the world, who only devotes all his strength and time to it, will only have achieved little in the end. For he will lose what he possesses on earth, and nothing can replace the lost time which he certainly believes to have used, which is why he withheld it from me and acquired nothing for eternity. Amen.